I think I'm live. I don't know. Hi. My name's God of Knockers. And as you read by the title, this is the season finale of Real Talk with God of Knockers. This particular episode is different because, one, it's not on YouTube. Yet, anyways. And, two, it's live. And I did not tell anybody that I was doing a live stream because this is one of those spur-of-the-moment things. I have been holding my tongue really quiet about a lot of shit. I also realized I messed up that sentence. I don't care. But I have been really tired about a lot of things. And recent events has just made me reconsider a lot of shit. And, I'm just going to finally get everything that I've been feeling out. And then after this, I'm really not going to speak about it again. The first thing that I want to discuss is the Twitch bullshit. And I'm not just talking about Alinity. I'm talking about the whole Twitch universe. When I first came onto Twitch, 6-7 years ago, this shit didn't exist. Okay? When I first came on here, a woman by the name of Miss DJM, who's in Hawaii, she tweeted about Twitch one time, and I asked her, "What is this Twitch you speak of?" And she was talking about, you know, Twitch ingest servers, and she showed me what she was looking at, this little program that they used to have where you could look at the state of the ingest servers. Also, apologies if I look wet. I did just finish going jogging and I haven't showered or anything. And, anyway, so I went and did a Google search, and I typed up Twitch, and the site came up, twitch.tv. So I went there, and I just looked at some random channels, and I came across that, you know, after a while, that it was about a site where you stream yourself playing video games. And I was in awe of it. Genuine awe. And it was like, God fucking damn, this is awesome. Because that's what I've always wanted. It reminds me so much of being in a video arcade. You know, back in the 1980s and the 90s. Yes, I'm 40, and I don't give a fuck if you think that's old. Don't even. And I don't feel old saying that. And over time, it made me think, well, this looks really cool, and this is something that I would like to do. I want people to see me playing the games that I love. So, I went for it. I decided to buckle down, and I wrote an account, made up an account for it. It was supposed to be God of Knockers from the jump, and ended up being God of Conkers. And from that point on, for several years, I moved on and upwards in the streaming. I went from not having a proper microphone, which I bought several over the ages, and then I finally graduated to a headset, and it was a terrible headset. It was $5 on eBay, and it was a non-brand name thing. Don't buy non-brand name headsets. Put in the cash. Make it happen. Since then, Twitch has been like a second home to me. It's been therapy to me. My life's really hard, and I'm not going to bore you with the details because, quite frankly, honestly and truthfully, I really don't like talking about myself all that much. I'd rather talk about my adventures, my escapades, my little stitches in time, as it were, than to give you a blow-by-blow of the shit that I'm dealing with, I guess, IRL or AFK, whatever the fuck you want to say about it, and, anyway, it's just been very soothing and a nice break. I play all kinds of games, as I'm sure you know, if you've been following me this long. A lot of variety games, a lot of zombie games, a lot of scary games. There's a lot of games that I've gotten into playing recently, and a lot of games that I've given up playing because they no longer hold my interest, as it is with every gamer. what I am having issues with now is that we've gone from just being chill motherfuckers and doing our own thing, whether it be artwork, gaming development, game design, general conversations, telling jokes, playing a game, having fun, to what I like to call fucking Melrose Place. Instead of it being about, hey, this person does great art, or, ooh, a cooking stream, and they're cooking this amazing dish, this amazing meal and stuff. Instead of it being just that, and just enjoying the content that someone is putting out, we've gone from that to, her tits are too huge, she's a Twitch slut, she's this, she's a titty streamer, she's lying, she's making stuff up. And to, why are you playing a game like this? This game is terrible. This game sucks. We have trolls. We have TOS being either violated for people who didn't deserve it, and not getting enforced to people who do. And it's just become this grand quagmire of epic bullshit. And I just cannot fucking stand it anymore. Being on Twitch all this time used to be unbelievably fucking fun. Just plain fun. If there was somebody doing artwork, if there was somebody doing body paint, it didn't matter what they were doing as long as they were doing it legitimately, and as long as they were doing something that they loved and enjoyed, that's all that mattered. Yeah, there were people who didn't like that type of content, so they would go somewhere else and find someone that they did like. You got people that play retro games, more common games. You got a wide variety of people and streamers who do different things. And instead of just enjoying that, instead of just being happy about that, instead of just taking the content for what it is, we're nitpicking and trolling and doxing and scamming. The Twitch universe, or streaming in general, has just become a big old block of shit. There are things that, and now it's reached a new level of bullshittedness. I'm very good at noticing patterns. Really, really good. They just come like second nature to me. And what I have learned is that we've come to a point, not just on the internet, not just on the Twitch community, but in general, where if we see something we don't like, we focus all of our energy on that shit like a goddamn laser beam and just expel every drop of energy to get rid of it. And that's fine. But you also have to remember that once you get rid of that thing, you have to find a way to prevent it from coming back or happening again. The Alinity situation? It's just, man, it's a clear picture that everyone just wants to get rid of her. I mean, the hatred was already there. And don't give me any shit about what she did. I know what she's done in the past. Been here for 7 years on Twitch. I'm not blind. Don't even. What just gives me the most upsetness and pisses me off the most is that we just are focusing all of our energy, every last fucking drop of anger and hatred and rage towards this one person who did a horrible shit. Let's get that out of the way. What she did was just fucking stupid. Plain and simple. Dyed in the wool. But instead of having a discussion about it, instead of looking at a long-term solution to fix this problem, we just, like, get rid of it. We want it gone. Fuck it. It's gone. I want it out. I want it out. And we're just ranting and raving. We are offering no solutions to anything. The only person that I can actually say is doing it is DJ Wheat. He talked about that in just 3 tweets. But everyone else, I don't like this woman. Get rid of her. Get rid of her. And yeah, eventually we might end up getting rid of her. She might actually leave the platform. I have no idea what that is. My follower stuff is going off. I'm not really, you know, paying any attention to this. I don't have chat up or anything, so whoever followed, thank you. But ultimately, at the long run, we take care of that one little problem. all the other problems still exist. To me, when it comes to a problem, I like solving the problem in the fucking long run. I don't want short little patch jobs, which is what this feels like. Okay, we got rid of Alinity. Fine. Great. Fan-fucking-tastic. Good for every fucking body. But what about all the other shit? Twitch TOS rules need to be updated and need to be clarified. Nobody gives a fuck. We say that things should change. We want things to change. But no one's making any effort at all to make that change. And if I try to talk about it, if I try to say something about it, if I give my own opinions about it, I get called names. I've been speaking about this shit for the last few days now, and I have been called everything from a thought sympathizer, a thought sniffer, that's a new one, a white knight, which is the most bullshit term I've ever heard, a dumbass, a stupid cunt. I have been DM'd like crazy about shit. Everyone is able to talk about this, and unless you're agreeing with them on what they are saying word for word, you're pretty much pushed off and pushed away or shut down. I'm spending more time watching idiots be idiots in their own ways, shapes, and variations, not just on Twitch, but on the internet in general. And when you try to be the voice of reason, nobody gives a shit. Unless you're agreeing with what they're saying, they don't want to hear from you. And the problems still remain. You know what I fucking want out of all of this? I want to solve those problems, for one. And I also want to stop the bullshit for another. There are people who do stupid shit on the platform, they should be kicked off. There are people who don't do stupid shit on the platform and get kicked off anyway. I gotta fix that. I want to start fixing that. I want to fix it, so I'm going to make the effort. I'm going to do what many others are currently not. I'm actually going to contact Twitch Legal, and I'm going to give them every suggestion that I can possibly think of to fix Twitch. I'm going to be kind about it. I'm going to be cordial about it. Because I'm tired of looking at people wanting to just solve little tiny patches of problems and rant and rave and bitch, but yet do absolutely nothing. They don't take a single ounce of that energy to just solve the actual problem. So just sit down for a minute and say, hey, this is a big problem. We need to talk this out. No, they all want the quick fix. Get it out of here. We don't want this. We got to take care of this now. I don't care the consequences. Let's just do it. Let's get rid of it. Let's go. But wait, we can talk about this and just be chill for a minute. Shut the fuck up. We're not doing that. That's what that feels like to me right now. And it's made me so fucking angry that I've actually just taken a moment to just not stream anymore. I'm giving serious thoughts to just giving up streaming altogether. Because I'm honestly, this used to be fun. God damn it. It used to be fun to be able to just fucking play something on stream and just enjoy it. It used to be fun to give your opinions, and even if they were weird, you know? And I say a lot of weird shit, and it just feels like I'm getting shut down over that. It used to be amazing to just host somebody and watch a streamer. So what if they have big fucking tits? What are you, 7? Is this your first time on the internet or something? You're a grown-ass human being. Everybody has big boobs. There are lots of women who have the giant gazongas. Should they be kicked off because they got a little bit more cleavage than normal? Huh? Should they? No, of course not. Should I be ridiculed for hosting them because of their content and not their cleavage? No, I shouldn't be. I should be allowed to just do the things that I want to do on stream in peace and quiet. If you don't like it, fuck off. Fuck all the way off. That's something that I've been saying for the longest time. That's been a general rule in my chat since 5 fucking years ago. If I'm not what you like, if I'm not what you're into, If you just don't like the stream that I am giving and the content that I am providing, just go somewhere else. It's a lot better than just sitting down and bitching about every fucking thing in front of your face. It's like that dumb shit who's sitting on the couch watching a TV show that they don't like, and instead of just getting up and changing the fucking channel or reaching for the remote and pushing some buttons, they're just gonna sit there and it's just gonna be like, I hate this thing. Why is this over there? Why are they doing this? What is this shit? I don't understand. What the fuck's going on? Why are we doing this nonsense? Why don't they just do this? Why don't they just do that? I don't want them doing this. I should change the channel. I'm just gonna sit here though, but I'm not. Because I don't want to do that. I don't want to get up. So I'm just gonna complain. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like a fucking dumbass couch potato. Motherfucker, there are people that are farting in bathtubs and laughing their asses off who are much, much smarter than the people I'm seeing right now. They really are. At least they have enough sense that after a while the bathwater is going to stink and they get up and leave. And they continue to just laugh at something else. I have enough sense to realize that if I see something I don't like, just change the fucking channel. It's better than just ranting and raving about it for X number of minutes. And then growing hatred and disdain for it. And then wishing it gone because they make one mistake. Accidental? Intentional? I'm tired of all the anger. I'm tired of all the bullshit. I'm tired of people shutting me down and shutting me up because I give an opinion that's different from others. And I'm tired of people thinking that I'm all just about the boobs and the butts. Yeah, I'm an ass man. And I'm a breast guy. I have always been for a very long time. And I do talk about it a lot. But that's because that helps give me peace to talk. That's a coping mechanism. That's what calms me enough and calms me down to talk to people. And yeah, I do it a lot, but I don't do it every fucking day. I'm not on my computer looking at tits all day long. I'm looking for work. I'm looking for a job. I'm trying to make money with the things that I am doing. I'm trying to just get through the really complex clusterfuck that is life. And streaming is the one thing that gives me peace. And with the recent shit that's happening now, I'm not finding that peace. I'm not finding any relief here of the frustration and the anger and just the ridiculousness that I have to deal with every single day. I just want to be me. God of Knockers just wants to be God of Knockers, because for several hours in the day, I have to pretend not to be. I have to hide my true self and put on this other mask that's all serious, that's all about adulting, that's all about taking care of stuff and doing things I'm supposed to do. And there are just some days where I just want to just sit the fuck back, chill the fuck out, and just be. And I'm finding it harder and harder to do. Twitch was an amazing platform to me. And now I'm starting to feel like it doesn't really give a fuck about anything. It's created this dynamic where people think that they don't give a fuck about them. And that sickens me. That grosses me out. That infuriates me. And it should not be like that at all. It honestly shouldn't. We shouldn't be focusing on getting rid of the thoughts and the booby streamers. I don't want to hear that shit. That's not what we need to get rid of. We shouldn't be getting rid of people because you don't like what they do or what they say. We should be getting rid of the trolls, the assholes, the dipshits, the douchebags. Twitch should be making an effort to cover all of its bases and focus on what it needs to focus on. It should be updating rules. It should be doing a lot of shit. And I'm frustrated that it's not, so I'm going to make the initiative. You guys don't want to listen to it, or you want to shut me up, or shut me down, or it makes no sense, fine. I'm actually going to go and solve the actual problem. I'm going to put every ounce of energy that I have from this day forward into fixing the problems with Twitch. I'm going to press the issue. I'm going to stress the issue. I'm going to contact Twitch Legal. I'm going to contact Twitch Customer Support. I'm going to do all that. I'm actually going to try to solve this problem. I won't be able to do it in a day. I'm not going to solve all the things, but God fucking damn it, I'm going to get as close as I possibly can. It's a hell of a lot better than what I'm currently seeing, because I swear to God, if I don't find some type of relief for all of this shit, I'm just going to fucking quit it. God of Knockers will just wipe himself off the digital life. I will shuffle off the digital mortal coil, as it were. I'll still be alive. I'm not talking about ending life. That's not what I mean here. I'm just saying no more socials, no more streaming, just no more. And I really don't want it to come to that point. I don't know if anyone is watching or is still watching, but I want to thank you very much for watching and listening to me. I don't have any of my chat shit up, so I have no idea. There may be no one here at all. You will find this as the season finale of Real Talk with God of Knockers. There will be an audio version of this on Spotify and iTunes. You can also find it at anchor.fm/godofknockers. It'll be on YouTube sometime later, I don't know. But I'm not gonna rush it, because right now I have a huge headache. I'm sweaty, I'm disgusting from walking, I'm hungry as hell, and I'm just going to maybe cry for like 10 minutes. Cause the one thing that I really like is just turning to shit. I'm just not happy with it. So, laters.